I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time to become a part of time.
Again to ET Yoga. Well, as usual, I think we're going to have a show jam-packed with information. And if you've been listening to the last few broadcasts, you'll know that I've been covering some kind of a really out-of-the-box concepts related to reality creation and exotic healing methods. And synchronistically, there's been some amazing new scientific research out that matches up and supports a lot of that material. And we'll be getting around to that in a few minutes. But before we do so, I'd like to kick off the show in the usual manner by having a short bit of Japa Yoga led by Swami Satchitananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that now, that'd be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om.
Shanti.
Yes, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda leading Japa Yoga. And a very powerful technique, and I would highly recommend listening audience to check it out during the week. And you can do so by either looking at the archives at BBS Radio or going to my website at etyoga.com and just click on Radio Archives button there. It'll take you to the most recent programs. And I'd like at this time to give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. I'd like to start out tonight's program by sharing a statement that was made by Barbara Marciniak, channeling Pleiadians. And basically, it kind of goes like this, that in between the phasing in and out of existence is where thought exists and then manifests the outer reality. And I'm going to repeat that one more time. In between the phasing in and out of existence is where thought exists and then manifest the outer reality. In simplified terms, this hologram that we all live in flashes in and out of existence, and actually it's been scientifically proven as well. And there have been some articles published concerning that fact. Not very widely spread information, I might add, but very, very powerful if you really think about it. And much of the information on tonight's program can be seen in that context. And another sharing I'd like to make is listening to the Esther Hicks program. And if you're not familiar with Esther and Abraham Hicks and their work, it's very, very similar to Bashar's, and many similarities can be drawn between the information given by both of them. And she states that when your vibration of desire supersedes your vibration of doubt, bam, it happens. And this would be in relationship to both reality creation, intentional reality creation, and also healing. And so I'm going to repeat that as well. When your vibration of desire supersedes your vibration of doubt, bam, it happens. And I think these are the two key phrases that I wanted to use for tonight's program, and now would want to get into some amazing research that has come out. Actually, these are Russian scientists, and concerning mostly about human DNA, and what they've now published is that human DNA is a biological internet, not junk DNA, and scientists prove that thoughts, words, language, sound, and light affect DNA and consciousness. Esoteric and spiritual teachers have known for years that our body is programmable by language, words, and thought. And it's commonly mentioned by Pleiadians that your body will follow your commands. And this has now been scientifically proven and explained. The human DNA is a biological internet, and superior in many aspects to the artificial one. And the latest Russian scientific research directly or indirectly explains phenomena such as clairvoyance, intuition, spontaneous and remote acts of healing, and self-healing affirmation techniques. Unusual light auras around people as well, namely spiritual masters. And even the mind's influence on weather patterns and much more. In addition, there is evidence for a whole new type of medicine in which DNA can be influenced and reprogrammed by words and frequencies, so without cutting out and replacing single genes. Only 10% of our DNA is being used for building proteins. It is this subject of DNA that is of interest. And according to their findings, our DNA is not only responsible for the construction of our body, but also serves as data storage for communication. The Russian linguists found that the genetic code, especially in the apparently useless or junk 90% of our brain, follows the same rules as all our human languages. They compared the rules of syntax, the way in which words are put together to form phrases and sentences, semantics, the study of meaning in language forms, and the basic rules of grammar. And they found that the alkalines your DNA follow a regular grammar and have set rules just like our languages. Therefore, human language did not appear coincidentally, but rather are a direct reflection of our inherent DNA. And the Russian biophysicist and molecular biologist, Garajev, and that's G-A-R-A-J-E-V, Garajev, and his colleagues also explored the vibrational behavior of DNA. In brief, the bottom line was living chromosomes function just like a holographic computer using endogenous DNA laser radiation. This means that they managed, for example, to modulate certain frequency patterns or sound onto a laser-like ray and with it influence the DNA frequency and thus the genetic information itself. Since the basic structure of DNA, alkaline pairs, and of language are of the same structure, no DNA decoding is necessary. One can simply use words and sentences of the human language. So, in a nutshell, they're really supporting, you know, much of the information that was given in the last couple of ET Yoga programs in one sentence alone, that one can simply use words and sentences of the human language to influence DNA. Okay, so when we're talking about doing a template for perfect health and well-being, or we're talking about activating your blueprint for, you know, your original DNA blueprint and re-energizing your cells. Your cells, your body, is listening to all this and understands it. And this, too, was experimentally proven. And living DNA substance, and that's in living tissue, not in vitro, will always react to language modulated laser rays and even to radio waves if the proper frequencies and sound are being used. And this finally and scientifically explains why affirmations, hypnosis, and the like can have such strong effects on humans and their bodies. It is entirely normal and natural for our DNA to react to language. This represents an unbelievable world-transforming revolution and sensation by simply applying vibration, sound frequencies, and language. DNA can be affected, modulated, healed, and more. Of course, the vibration, the frequency, has to be correct. And this is why not everybody is equally successful or can do it with always the same strength. The individual person must work on the internal processes and development in order to establish a conscious communication with the DNA. The Russian researchers work on a method that is not dependent on those factors. yet this method will always work. The higher an individual's consciousness is developed, the easier it is to achieve these results by oneself. And science will finally stop laughing and will confirm and explain the results. And the Russian scientists also found out that our DNA can cause disturbing patterns in a vacuum, thus producing magnetized wormholes. Wormholes are the microscopic equivalents of the so-called Einstein-Rosen bridges in the vicinity of black holes left by burned-out stars. And these are tunnel connections between entirely different areas in the universe through which information can be transmitted outside of space and time. The DNA attracts these bits of information and passes them onto our consciousness. And this process of hypercommunication, telepathy, and channeling being of that kind, is most effective in a state of relaxation. Stress, worries, or a hyperactive intellect prevent successful hypercommunication or the information until sometimes it's totally distorted and useless. And in nature, hypercommunication has been successfully applied for millions of years. The organized flow of life in insects states proves this dramatically. Hypercommunication is most often encountered when one suddenly gets access to information that is outside one's knowledge base. So such hypercommunication is then expressed as inspiration or intuition, as in trance channeling. So, to me, this is really groundbreaking stuff. And these findings all directly relate to the last three ET yoga shows where references have been made to DNA activation. And that was through the I Am Avatar Yoga, taught by the Children of the Sun, activating your DNA template for perfect health and well-being, as channeled by Archangel Michael, and also in the concepts of Qigong. And I've talked at length about the Qigong Center that was in Beijing, China, that operated for 10 years, that had an 85% cure rate with a disease, and the people basically used everything. It didn't matter what your disease was, they used the same techniques. And I'm currently actually taking a course in sound healing from Master Ming Tong Gu, and in essence, this form of Qigong identifies five major systems of the body and activates those systems on a physical, emotional, and spiritual level. And it does this technically through three basic sounds that are associated with each of the five centers, with each center also associated with a color and also a transformative emotion. And it is a method of activating divine blueprint and is a method used to heal disease as well as to prevent it. And this method actually was kept in secret until about 50 years ago. So I guess, to me, this all this information really, really ties together. And with respect to Qigong, many of the world's greatest healing practices come to us from thousands of years of experimentation by ancient and modern Qigong masters in China. And they were the original scientists of the subtle body and worked with the circulation of the qi, or life force energy, for health, longevity, fertility, and more. And the Qigong master's capacity to heal and focus energy is legendary and eminently practical. And over thousands of years, they tried innumerable ways of working with the body's subtle fields of energy and called the techniques that delivered, they culled the techniques that delivered results. And some of the most important methods involve working with sound, patterns of vibration that dislodge and shift stagnant or blocked energy patterns in the body that result in disease. And when we experience larger traumas or everyday stresses, we often accumulate areas of such dense and blocked energy, which can persist for decades and then lead to disease. And we know that this all ties in with the Pleiadian information as well, that indirectly all disease is related to emotional dysfunction. And then how it comes about actually is, as the Pleiadians also state, through the ethers or through the auric field, but and not by germs and bacteria, as we're led to believe by modern science. Specific sounds, especially when combined with movement and intention, have the ability to shift these blocks of energy that are stored up in areas with diminished chi. And also they activate the organ systems and their self-healing powers, and this results in greater flow of energy throughout your system, which in turn increases your immune function and overall good health. So in a few minutes a day, a focused practice can have dramatic effects on your happiness, well-being, stress levels, and even on long-standing health issues. And in Qigong practice, different sounds are associated with different elements: earth, air, fire, water, and wood, as well as the five major organ systems: the heart, the kidney, the digestive, the liver, and the lungs. And as you discover which sounds address which organ systems and how, you learn how to awaken the biological and energetic resiliency of your whole system, an important foundation for healing and wholeness. And in Chinese medicine, imbalances in the organs and elements within the body are seen as the root of almost all disease, creating opportunities for illness through weakened immune function, low energy, and stagnant qi. And like my free handout at etyoga.com, Root Cause of Disease, Qigong recognizes the core issue of emotional issues reflected in the body. And while sound healing through Qigong might initially seem far out, it's actually one of the alternative healing modalities that's getting the most attention and respect from the Western medical establishment, and that's because it's delivering results. And you want to see some real interesting results, see Greg Braden's healing or curing cancer in 3 minutes. It's a YouTube shows a woman that goes to the Beijing Qigong Center I was referring to, and they show a video of her tumor dissolving in 3 minutes. And this is what this is the power that we have. And of course, there were three Qigong master practitioners who were working with her. But it's all ties into and all interconnected, and it's all about the aura and how we develop these blockages of energies. When energy is flowing through a system, we don't have issues. And that's what the Chinese Qigong masters discovered thousands of years ago. And so what they're doing with sound and movement is eliminating and getting a flow of energy going in your body. And the Pleiadians also recommended to do a grounding when you're doing your if you're doing a pillar of light technique, where you're attracting energy into your 12 chakra system, but to send a grounding cord from your base chakra all the way down to the center of the earth and ground yourself to the earth. And grounding yourself to the earth helps you increase your vibrational frequency and also in conjunction with pillar of light technique, increases your light body frequency as well, and strengthens your aura. So very, very, very powerful, as well as mentioned in some of the previous programs about the Saint Germains calling forth the violet flame. Violet flame is very, very powerful technique. And surround yourself and immerse yourself in the violet flame, and its energy eliminates that which is disharmonious. And another technique for doing that would be take an Andara crystal and put it under your pillow at night. It works with eliminating disharmonious frequencies, and you just more easily entrain with it in the evening times. So, you know, all these ideas are closely linked together. And actually Hatha Yoga, a particular branch of yoga, I mean, we talk about yoga on ET Yoga as yoga means union of you and your higher self. But Hatha Yoga is one branch of yoga. And the acceptance of yoga therapy in the medical sciences has gained a lot of momentum in the last two or three decades, and it's actually peaked in the last two or three years. And the combination of various asanas or postures with pranayamas and breathing techniques have scientifically proven the following areas can be treated by yoga therapy, and that's high blood pressure, angina, myocardial infraction, diabetes, obesity, headaches and migraines, anxiety, neurosis, drug addiction, bronchial asthma, high serum cholesterol, acute stress, arthritis, and epilepsy. And this is just one study that dealt with some of these. And overall improvement of quality of life, physical fitness, work output, memory, performance, and concentration are extra bonuses of a yogic lifestyle. So clearly the yoga asanas, you know, were designed to keep a person healthy and while they're working on self-realization. And Barbara Brennan, a former research scientist for NASA and an atmospheric physicist, is one of the first scientists to have studied and proven in depth the existence of what will hopefully soon be recognized as the human energy field, known in layman's terms as your aura. And Brennan writes that our bodies exist within a larger body, a human energy field or aura, which is the vehicle through which we create our experience of reality, including our health and illness. And it is through this energy field that we have the power to heal ourselves. Thus, this energy body, only recently verified by scientists, but long known to healers and mystics, is the starting point of all illness. And so here again, we've got confirmation of both Pleiadians and this latest research that the start of all illness is in the auric field. And here our most powerful and profound human interactions take place, the precursor and healer of all physiological and emotional disturbances. And the human energy field, or aura, consists of various energetic layers, including the seven main chakras, because they're dealing with the ones that are in the body, and there's five also outside the body. And disturbances, imbalances, blockages in any part or layer of the aura precipitate into the physical body, leading to emotional or physical disease. So here again, we get the same information confirming the whole idea of Qigong and the practice dealing with eliminating these blockages. Any illness that one can experience is simply a blocked energy. Therefore, for the healing to manifest into the physical experience, the tension that created the symptom needs to be released. And, you know, I can't emphasize too much that this coincides with the Pleiadian information. stating how important it is to have a strong aura. And it's our best protection from disease. And that, I think, just cross-connects all over the place. Not only that, but as they're stating, this is also the place where our thoughts, beliefs, emotions, definitions, intentions also create our experience in reality. And I think it's just absolutely fascinating that modern science is coming around to understand this. And this is also ties in with the information I gave, that proof that the human body is a projection of consciousness. Yes, that we are a projection, our body is a projection of our consciousness. And because, and I think this is important to understand, that reality is flashing in and out of existence. Every time our reality oscillates between form and pure energy, between those states, in the field of our awareness, which is constant and doesn't flash in and out of existence, it informs the field what to reappear as when it makes its transition back to form at the quantum level. Therefore, each time we oscillate into formlessness, we have complete and total control and responsibility over what we choose with our attention to manifest out of the field in the next moment. And our power and ability to do so relies entirely on what we believe and how we're feeling. And I think this is, you know, this information is totally consistent with extraterrestrial information, and that deals with the fact that it all comes down to belief. I mean, if you believe that it can't be done, well, it can't be done. We need to internalize the understanding that reality is flashing in and out of form. And this is consistent with what the Palladians say as well, that thought exists in between this flashing in and out of form. And our bodies are a holographic projection of our consciousness. And they are the sum total of our beliefs about ourselves. And if we can change our beliefs about ourselves, and thus if we can change the energy that defines our human energy field, then we can change the energetic blueprint which our body aligns with as it rematerializes back into form, which connects with healing, because to heal, all we need to do is purify our energy so that the energetic projection of our body is unobstructed. Then our atoms and molecules can align perfectly to this structure because there is no energetic interference to disrupt the image of our body as projected by our consciousness. And the first step to consider is the possibility that we are not only energy, but that there is an infinite energy all around us, which we can consciously tap into to promote healing in our body and mind to become more happy, healthy, vibrant, and creative. And I think that all the latest research basically, you know, is all in the same direction. And the, you know, the projection of your body can only be disrupted by a disturbance in your energy field or your consciousness, which is caused by unbalanced thoughts and emotions and limiting beliefs. Our luminous energy field is naturally vibrant, and our energy naturally flows unhindered like a powerful stream of consciousness. But the lower levels of consciousness, which we have been conditioned to live in as part of our social indoctrination, disrupts this flow, which, if left unhindered, would express its perfection everywhere. And I think this is another important factor here is that many of the beliefs that we're taught are very limiting. And that's really the whole point. Your body is not the real you. Your body is merely a projection of what you believe yourself to be. And if you could discover that you are pure consciousness and that who you really are is an infinite creative awareness that is manifesting reality and co-creating reality with other aspects of yourself, then you can start to take complete control over your body, your health, and your life. Chronic pain, disease, illness, or the old injuries that you have in your body are not actually in your body. They're in your mind. And more specifically, they're a function of your perception. Your atoms are always changing, and your molecules are too. But as new atoms come and as new molecules are formed and as you flash in and out of existence, your energetic field is telling them where to go, what to do, and how to align with one another. Therefore, you're holding disease, illness, pain, and injuries within your consciousness, and thus they are imprinted on your energetic field, and only then do they proceed to manifest in your physiology. And I think that, all this kind of sounds fantastic and far out, but, when you see the results of, as we've demonstrated in ET Yoga with the Qigong, this is clearly the new direction of health. I mean, let's project this down the road 10 or 20 years. This information might be becoming more and more into the public consciousness now, but what's it going to be like in 10 or 20 years? Clearly, our ability to heal is directly related to our level of attention and level of belief. And, for example, we can heal ourselves of any affliction, illness, disease, or injury that is possible so long as we have absolute certainty, a knowing that we will be healed. And this is directly achieved by accessing the most fundamental level of reality, and this process is helped through deep meditation, because as they point out, everybody is not equally adept at doing these kinds of things. And that's one of the reasons why, if you do go to my website at etyoga.com, in the very first paragraph, I think I tell people, this is not for conventional thinkers here. I mean, it's not, in a way, it is for everybody, but people just eliminate themselves from having it be successful. It is a path. There are ways to self-heal. There's ways to heal others and to do distance healing. And what I think is really amazing thing right now is that there's more and more people. I think about 10 million practitioners now in the world of Qigong. And when I look back on people that I've known for the last decades that have dealt with certain illnesses that, went through just horrible treatment methods, and when I look at these simple but effective Qigong concepts, it's really shows that we're really, at least a lot of the population is moving in a very positive direction. And that's because at the fundamental level of reality, anything is possible. And the restructuring of reality is dictated entirely by our beliefs and expectations. We are pure energy, and there is infinite potential in that energy. And it's entirely up to us what we choose to manifest out of the field in our lives, in our bodies. And it's obviously, in one sentence, it all comes down to belief. And I know that I've mentioned before on ET Yoga, but in case you're a new listener to the program, I think it bears some scrutiny here that, why does the placebo effect work? Well, it works because you believe it. And it just doesn't work in the area of science. It works in every area of your life. So we got to kind of get out of this box where, you know, placebo is only in the medical field. And even in the medical field, placebos work differently in different countries because people in different countries have different beliefs. So and that's a proven thing you can look up. And it also, many of the placebos and actually many of the medicines aren't working as good as they used to. Interesting that you can also check that out. So, you know, it's amazing, this whole concept, and even Greg Braden has come out with talks about experiments with computer simulation and proving that the holographic universe that we live in is fractal, and it's also based on the energy of consciousness and the language of interpretation. Like there's a language of interpretation for a computer. It's the same with the universal holographic field. The language of interpretation is belief. And very simplified down to the few words, what you believe is. Like four words, what you believe is. Like there are no actual limitations. If there's a limitation, it's because you agree to it. That's it. You've been taught it. You, like in certain families, for example, they have certain beliefs and concepts that, I mean, let's just say even around money, right? They have certain attitudes and beliefs, and those attitudes and beliefs make it easy for those members. So other families have it in the area of health, or maybe in some place they have it in both areas. But it's clear that we download a lot of our original beliefs from our original caregivers, and that's why it's so important to go through and do your homework on what you believe. You want to know what you believe, see what's happening outside you. That'll tell you what you believe, because we're a reflection of what we believe. That's it. And to me, that's it's kind of the heart of ET Yoga. I guess really the real heart of ET Yoga is it's about union of you and your higher self, because the whole idea is to become the same frequency as your higher self. But in terms of practical day-to-day life, it all comes down to what you believe. And this is an aspect of yoga. I mean, I my yoga background's with Self-Realization Fellowship and with Sri Swami Satchidananda, with Integral Yoga, and Sri Ramana Maharshi, and when it comes to the concept of working towards enlightenment, I mean, I don't think there's anything better than yoga, but than as taught by these masters. But when it comes to day-to-day things, we've been given a wealth of extraterrestrial information. And you don't have to believe it's extraterrestrial. It's all being proven right here, as given by what I presented on this tonight show. It's all being proven that what you believe is that we're a projection of consciousness, and probably the same way is that from Prime Creator, all that is, or God, or whatever label you want to give to the infinite, something that can't be defined. Whatever label you want to give that, no doubt we are the projection of that energy, the entire universe is. And in corresponding kind, our consciousness, it, by the way, is not in our brain. It's outside our brain. It's out in our auric field. That's where our consciousness is, not inside the brain as we've been taught. And we are, our bodies are a projection of that consciousness. So, you know, whether you want to believe X comes from extraterrestrials or not, that's where I first heard about it, okay? What I'm seeing is that science is kind of just sort of catching up with a lot of the information that we've been given for the last, since the 70s, you know, with lots of information and a lot of garbage out there, I might add. In fact, in my opinion, there's more garbage than truth. I mean, I shake my head when I look at a lot of New Age stuff that's out there that, as far as I'm concerned, it's just not accurate. It's not valid. And by the way, I try to make my entire focus on ET Yoga is to present objectively factual information, even if it's outside the box. I may state that this is a theory, but if I give information on this program that you think is not objectively true, then I would appreciate that if you let me know about it. Like, you send me an email, and you can email me at paperfungo, PAPERFUNGO, paperfungo at yahoo.ca. That's paperfungo at yahoo.ca. Because I'll make a correction if I can verify that any information I'm giving out on this program, and I'll stand by what I've said on this program for the last 10 years. Everything I put out, as far as I would not go back and change any of the programs I've ever done on this program. I wouldn't change even any of the facts. Anything I've presented, I'll stand by everything that's been said. So, you know, that's my intention, and it's a joy to be able to be in a position to share that kind of information. And nothing makes my week or my month more than to hear from people in our listening audience that are longtime listeners of ET Yoga, but they just never bothered to email me. Well, you know, let me tell you, I want to make my year. Tell me about your successes, especially your successes with things like the Who Am I technique. Because if you're going through the doorway using a technique you heard on the show, like, nothing could thrill me more. I love hearing about it. So that's just something I like to pass on, and much appreciative to the people who listen to a show like ET Yoga, because you're going to be getting information. I mean, are you going to hear about that thought exists in between the flashing in and out of existence? You're going to hear this in some classroom someplace or at some university? I think not. Or if you are getting that kind of information someplace, please let me know where that is. You know, because I'd like to give them a plug. You know, here's some really powerful information that's being taught. In fact, what I've been told is that only about 6% of all the known information is even available to the public. I mean, if you think about, I mean, we live in a computer age, okay, where computers that I heard back 10 years ago were, they were, information was doubling every, like, 2 years, and I think every year and a half in science. So with these computers, the information was doubling and doubling and doubling. Well, if you know anything about doubling, you put a penny on a chessboard and double it to 2 pennies, 4 pennies, 8 pennies. By the time you're through the 64 squares of a chessboard, you've got over $1 million in pennies. Check it out if you don't think that's an accurate statement. Do the math on it. And just milk. So now let's make believe those pennies is information. Well, if information is doubling that fast, what problem can't be solved? What problem doesn't somebody someplace know the answer to? And not only that, but now we've got these, what are they called, hyper-dimensional quantum computers that are millions of times faster than the ones we used to use, not to mention, who knows, the ones that are used in secret programs that we don't know about. How fast is information doubling for them? Every day? I don't know, every hour? I mean, think about it. Like, there are no problems that can't be solved. When you've got information doubling, when you turn the corner on information and information starts doubling, I mean, it doesn't take long before, I guess, you know, you just maybe you blow yourself in the Stone Age or you end up with the information to lead you to the doorstep of enlightenment. Or maybe you just suppress all that information because certain people want to stay in some kind of power group or power control, that, which clearly is the case because, you know, the public's not being on the ground floor. I think even Alex Collier said, you know, in the last several decades, we've done amazing, amazing things with the space program, but, you know, we don't know about it. We're not in on it. Might have been our tax money that paid for it, but we don't know about it. So kind of a food for thought with respect to, you know, what's possible and what isn't possible. And certainly, if you start thinking outside the box, you start thinking that those things are possible when maybe other people wouldn't even explore that possibility. And clearly, what we're seeing, I think, with our society here is we've got a whole mass of people that are really third dimensional, that have not connected with the concept that your thoughts, beliefs, your intentions, your emotions create your experience of external reality. That's the critical point. If you don't get that point, then you're stuck in 3D. And I know a lot of people that are stuck in, they can't get past that point. And it's not to be critical of them, because we've all been there. But I mean, that's the critical point. So you just got to keep going until at some point in your life experience or in another life experience, you need to come to that realization, because that's the express highway right there. And that, as far as I'm concerned, once you start catching on to that, that is, in effect, reality creation, because now you're starting to become aware of what you are creating, because we are creators, and we are creating all the time. And this spills over into the health area. That's what happened with me. I found that when you go so far in becoming self-empowered, it spills over into the health area. And then you start to understand where disease comes from and why we have disease. And also you start being more self-empowered in terms of your ability to cure your own disease, look at your own mental health issues, or look at or offering up all your anger, guilt, and shame, let's say, to your higher self. If you can get rid of all those negative emotions, I don't know, I think you have pretty good energy flow. Okay, there's another simplified way. It's another way to get at the same stuff that Qigong does. And that's by offering up your guilt, your shame, and your anger, because guilt, shame, and anger are huge negative emotions. And they create blockages in your system, as does fear, by the way. Okay, so and we're totally conditioned to be in fear. I mean, look around. If you want to be in fear, you can find a way. I mean, and there's people that feed off that fear. It's called a certain energy. It's called louche, that certain powers that manipulate humanity feed off that energy. So this is an energy that they try to promote, and that's why it's so. That's why they care about so much what you think. That's why there's so much propaganda on television, and all technology lowers your frequency. All technology lowers your frequency. The farther you can get away from technology, in fact, Esther Hicks gave a challenge to her audience in one of her most recent shows. She says, here's a challenge for you. Don't watch your TV for a month. And you could just see the withdrawal symptoms of the people in the audience. You know, don't watch TV for a month. I don't know. Like, I don't have a TV. I haven't had a TV for 10 years. Like, I don't even know. Like, to me, it's just a joke. I mean, it's called get a life, you know. Besides, and by the way, I like to do my own programming. I don't like somebody else programming me. I like to do my own programming. So, you know, and Palladians have told us. I mean, and just because everybody does it doesn't mean that it's not harmful, like your cell phone. It's what they call Wi-Fi. The Palladians call it Wi-Fi. Anything to do. Your laptop fries your lap. Those cell phones are frying your brain. It's called based on your job or what you do for a living, but try to cut it way down. Because when we're giving these toys to our kids, I mean, it's a disgrace, really. And I'm sorry to say, but, you know, all technology lowers frequency. Most of it's just about controlling a population anyway, or getting you to be focused on the technology, and so all your thoughts are on the outer world, and so you're only putting out beta brain waves, not alpha or delta or theta waves. And at this point in time, I guess I'd like to give my thanks and appreciation to the ET Yoga listening audience just for being you, because as Bashar would say, just by being, you're already making the optimum difference that you can on this planet. And when you're doing your passion, then it's when other people become aware of the difference you're already making. And clearly, people that can relate to the information on this program, you're making a difference. And I'd also, as usual, like to wish, give you my sincere best towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And in closing tonight's program, I'd like to close with the Who Am I technique. So I'd say get in the highest place you know how to get to, and by whatever means possible. And when you get there, focus your entire consciousness in the center of your third eye or your ajna center and become a spot there. And establish yourself as that spot, and then ask yourself, who am I, about 20 or 30 times. And you can do it. There's no really a right or wrong way. Do it whatever way is suitable to you. Maybe it's 5 times. Maybe it's 25. Maybe it's 100. Do whatever feels good for you. By putting out the question, you're attracting the answer. The answer isn't going to be coming like 2 plus 2 is 4. It'll be coming in terms of an experience if you really go through the doorway. And the idea here would be to then focus and become that spot and then state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all.